Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There are very few video games out there that don't feature death as a driving force in some fashion. Typically, it's the player just mowing down hundreds or even thousands of enemies in order to steamroll their way to the end of the game. And therefore, most video games don't make much of an effort to have you empathize with NPCs or feel particularly concerned for their safety, though sometimes they suffer a death so utterly horrible, so nauseatingly terrible, that it's hard not to feel bad for them. So let's take a look. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game NPCs who get the worst deaths. Number 10. Molly Schultz gets sucked into a plane turbine. Grand Theft Auto 5. Perhaps the most hilariously gnarly death in the Grand Theft Auto franchise occurs near the end of the fifth game, where primary antagonist Devin Weston's lawyer Molly Schultz gets absolutely obliterated. The mission Legal Trouble involves Michael attempting to retrieve a film reel in Molly's possession, and though he doesn't intend to harm her, she quickly panics and assumes that he does. This leads to an epic car chase through Los Santos International Airport, where Molly flees to Weston's waiting plane, but Molly absentmindedly runs in front of one of the plane's turbines, which sucks her in and minces her into a bloody paste. Conveniently for Michael, though, Molly dropped the film reel a few seconds before meeting her grim end. And to hammer the point home that Michael really didn't intend to harm her, he says, "That was nasty and needless." Number 9. Adam Shepard is cut in half by Pyramid Head. Silent Hill Homecoming. The Silent Hill series have never shied away from brutal, nauseatingly violent deaths, and Silent Hill Homecoming may well boast the most stomach-churningly awesome of the lot. Midway through the game, protagonist Alex Shepard discovers his father, Adam, tied up, and a few moments later, Adam finds himself being forcibly shoved off of his mortal coil. Adam reveals to the incredulous Alex that he isn't in fact a soldier, but has actually been living through a series of delusions while residing in a mental hospital. Their chit-chat is soon enough interrupted, however, by the arrival of the Bogeyman, which is also the franchise icon Pyramid Head, who suddenly cleaves Adam in two with his gigantic sword, all the while his son helplessly watches in terror. Cue the money shot of Pyramid Head triumphantly sauntering off while Alex stares at his father's split in twain remains, each side limply hanging from its ties. Being ganked by a horde of monstrous nurses in the Silent Hill games is pretty traumatic, but nothing quite tops Pyramid Head bisecting a guy clean in two. Number 8. Kelly Chambers is dissolved into organic paste. Mass Effect 2. Fan-favorite Mass Effect character Kelly Chambers can die in a horrifyingly grotesque manner that feels almost inversely proportional to just how likable she is. Though her demise in Mass Effect 2 is thankfully optional and she can live to reappear in the third game, Commander Shepard's potential love interest can also bite the dust in truly revolting fashion. After the Normandy's crew is abducted by the Collectors, depending on the player's choices, they'll end up finding Kelly just a little too late. She's contained within a pod which moments later begins dissolving her into an organic paste that is used to create the human Reaper monstrosity featured at the end of the game. Few details are spared as players are forced to watch a visibly terrified Kelly wake up to see her own flesh melting off of her body, screaming as she breaks down into a molten, fleshy sludge. Kelly's ultimately just one of several crew members who dies this way, but considering how eagerly BioWare lingers on her suffering, they clearly knew that it would get a rise out of fans who actually cared about her. Number 7. Guards are devoured by rats. Dishonored. Though Dishonored absolutely allows you to complete this game without killing a single NPC, the vast majority of players are probably going to end up taking somebody's life sooner or later, and it certainly delivers the disgusting goods on that front, as protagonist Corvo can summon a supernatural ability called Devouring Swarm, which sicks a fleet of hungry rats on any enemy in the area. But the rats don't just maul the intended party and allow your safe passage through, because if you stick around and watch them do their work, you'll see the poor victim quickly have their flesh gnawed down to the bone until there's nothing left but a fetid skeleton. As horrible as all of the deaths on this list are, there's something uniquely, existentially terrifying about being devoured alive by dozens of little toothed rodents. The thought of them burrowing into your insides while you let out your dying breaths is just, well, it's just a lot. Number 6. Marcello Gets Necklaced. Max Payne 3. So the Max Payne games certainly have a reputation for offering up equal opportunities violence against all sides, though the most horrifying death in the entire series wasn't a flurry of gunfire but an Old Testament-style gangland execution. Max starts the game working as a bodyguard for the well-off Branco family, forcing Max to put his special set of skills to use fending off various kidnapping and assassination attempts. However, he's sadly unable to save everyone, including the young playboy of the family, Marcello, who ends up being necklaced by a militia outfit. Necklacing, in case you're unaware, is the act of forcing a number of petrol-soaked rubber tires to fit around a person's body and limbs, after which it's set on fire, causing the victim to helplessly burn to death. Though in reality, necklacing can cause the victim to survive for up to 20 minutes before dying. At least in Marcello's case, he appears to burn to death within a very hot minute. Number 5. Beckett Explodes from the Inside. Fear 3. Sergeant Michael Beckett was the protagonist of the second Fear game, though reappears in Fear 3 as an NPC, only to be killed off in spectacularly bloody fashion. During an encounter with protagonist the Point Man, Beckett is possessed by Paxton Fettel, who wants you to get information out of him. Try as he does to fight the possession, Beckett is ultimately helpless to do much of anything, causing him to scream warnings at the protagonist as his body begins to rupture and, eventually, explode into a gory mess, splattering the walls of his cell with the thick red chunks that used to be his person. The Fear series demonstrated a fair penchant for exploding people from the inside out, but never did it strike quite such an unnerving chord as it did here, taking the previous game's hero and reducing him to a shower of crimson meat. Number 4. Hitler Gets Shot in the Balls. Sniper Elite 4. The Sniper Elite series rose to popularity off the back of its fantastically satisfying sniping mechanics, namely the franchise's marquee X-Ray Kill Cam feature that was introduced in Sniper Elite V2. X-Ray allows players to fire a bullet and observe in painstaking up-close slow-motion detail as it tears through the recipient's flesh, bone, and internal organs, and perhaps even explode their bloody testicles. Yup. But the second and fourth games in the series allowed players to kill none other than Adolf Hitler himself, with Sniper Elite 4 providing a number of creative ways to do away with the Führer. From crushing him with a large boat, to crushing him with a giant eagle statue, to even rigging up his casserole with a bomb. Yet sometimes the old ways are the best. And given the quite widespread playground song about Hitler's testicles, could it really be more fitting than to kill him by firing a high-velocity round into his danglies? Amusingly, the X-Ray reveals that the game's version of Hitler also only has one testicle, and players will receive the Albert Hall achievement for killing him in this way. Oof. Still, not feeling sorry about it. Number 3. Klaus-Hugo Strandberg is drowned in a toilet containing his own vomit. Hitman. Sometimes a death that's humiliating is just as bad as one that's physically agonizing, and that's certainly true of Swedish banker Klaus-Hugo Strandberg's straight-up nasty possible demise during Hitman 2016's Marrakesh mission. To complete the mission's Drowning Your Sorrows achievement, you'll need to sneak into the consulate where Strandberg is holed up, poison his drink, and wait for nature to take its course. Follow him into the toilet, and as he starts throwing up into the porcelain throne, you're able to sneak up behind him, grab his head, and dunk him into the wretched combination of puke and toilet water until he drowns. Hitman deaths don't get much more disgusting or embarrassing than that, let's be honest. Number 2. 47 civilians are melted with white phosphorus. Spec Ops The Line. Hey, it's Spec Ops The Line, a What Culture Gaming favourite, and you know which bit that we're talking about. Take a look at the image. It's pretty nasty. Don't want to see it anymore. Moving on. And number 1. A cop gets a skyhook to the face. Bioshock Infinite. While you could most certainly include Andrew Ryan's death from the first Bioshock on this list, he at least wanted you to beat him to death with a golf club in a weird way. The same can't really be said for that poor police officer near the start of Bioshock Infinite, though, who in the middle of Jeremiah Fink's raffle event is shoved face first into another cop's skyhook by protagonist Booker. Now granted, the two cops in question were likely about to kill Booker after catching him attempting to attack Fink, but even so, that is a bad way for anyone to go. On the flip side, you've now got one of the most useful weapons in the game, capable of punching an enemy's head clean off in a single strike and also helping you traverse the airborne city of Columbia using the Skylines rail system. Sorry, Mr. Police Officer, but your life was most certainly worth it. As horrible a death as it was.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.